No.
Now?
Now.
Thank you. You got it going? I thank you so much for the opportunity to be here and to share the mission of the Galveston Diaper Bank. I've obviously been in a lot of around the community and given talks to let people know about the Diaper Bank. I've never been asked to give a sermon, so my parents would be so proud. Some of you may know me from my days peddling antiques on Post Office Street, or from my 15 years of organizing Arttoberfest in downtown Galveston. But now I'm just simply known as the Diaper Lady, and it's a title that I wear proudly. The idea for the Diaper Bank began 3 years ago while brainstorming with my dear friend Angela Brown about the Incredible Years program. Incredible Years is a well-known parenting program which was to be facilitated by Family Service Center here in Galveston in partnership with Angela's Foundation, Galveston Sustainable Communities Alliance. That's a lot of words there. They decided to give diapers to parents who signed up for the program during the GISD back to school fair. Of course, I thought certainly somebody would donate diapers to a good cause. And looking for ideas on how to solicit diapers, donations, I did what any normal person would do. I did a Google search on my phone. And when I typed in diaper, the first three things that popped up were diaper need, diaper stress, and diaper bank, which these things were totally foreign to me. But I was intrigued. The previous year, I had turned over the reins to of Arttoberfest to the Grand Opera House. I had a lot of free time, and though I did spend a lot of time volunteering, I hadn't found anything that really piqued my interest. Just something that would help to fill a need in the Galveston community. Of course, we ended up having to buy diapers anyway for that GISD fair, but it started us on an incredible journey. Through my Google search, I came across a terrific organization, the National Diaper Bank Network, which has a wealth of information about the need for diapers by low-income families and how we can help as a community. Through this initiative, the Galveston Diaper Bank was born. Never my intention to start a nonprofit, but it seems that I think I found my calling, something that I truly believed in. What is diaper need? Diaper need is the lack of a sufficient supply of diapers to keep a baby clean, dry, and healthy. Just a few basic facts that I discovered. One in three American families report experiencing diaper need. Diapers cannot be obtained with food stamps or any government assistance programs. Disposable diapers can cost as much as $100 per month per baby. And there are no federal or state child safety net programs that allocates dollars specifically for the purchase of diapers. Infants require up to 12 diapers per day, toddlers up to 8. The negative consequences of diaper need are that babies who are exposed for too long in a soiled diaper, they're exposed to potential health risks. Most child care centers, even free and subsidized facilities, require parents to provide a day's supply of disposable diapers. I see somebody nodding. We know. Cloth diapers are not accepted at the vast majority of child care centers, and many parents cannot go to work or to school if they can't leave their child in daycare, if they don't have enough diapers to drop off their child to daycare. The good news is that it seems that some legislative bodies across the country are limiting resources for women and children and families in poverty. Although there is some national attention to this issue. The White House began an initiative this year bringing together online retailers and diaper manufacturers and nonprofits who are partnering to expand access to diapers for families in need. Through the partnership of Cuties, a diaper manufacturer, and Jet.com, an online retailer, we are now able to double the number of diapers that we can order with the same amount of money. And we cut the shipping time down from 1 week to 2 days. As a result of this brainstorming, Cuties and Jet.com came up with a novel idea. Eliminate the cute designs and elaborate packaging. For many of us, diapers are relatively cheap, from 13 to 35 cents, depending on their size and brand. They aren't cheap if you're among the working poor, who may not have access to reliable transportation to get to a big box store and to take advantage of those discounts. For many, the nearest source of groceries is the corner convenience store, where the price is 3 to 5 times higher. I want to show you an example of what they were able to do. This is a package of Huggies. We're used to seeing Huggies, and to give them props, they are a huge supporter of the National Diaper Bank Network. So as a result, we can buy Huggies at a decent price. But for any other family, they cost a fortune. These would cost, this size, you'd get at the local dollar store for $8.99 for 28 diapers or 32 cents each. Now, if you can afford to go to a Target or a Walmart or a large retailer, the price would be in a larger box, probably about 22 cents each. Now, behold the Cuties diapers. These are from Jet.com. Through the White House initiative, these cost us about 11 cents. They're also available to the consumer where they probably cost about 15 to 16 cents each diaper. But that's a huge savings, not to disparage the big companies. We love them because they do support us, but it makes a huge difference. There's no cute babies on the packaging, and the boxes they come in are plain cardboard boxes with the red lettering for Cuties. So it's just one of these things that you just don't even think about. So we can thank Obama. Thanks, Obama. And the White House team for helping bring two companies together, for-profit companies, but to do something to reach out to nonprofits and to diaper banks and to make them less expensive for the everyday mom and dad who are raising their babies. Many people argue these days for cloth diapers. And I have this conversation a lot because I fully understand from an ecological and economic standpoint. But unfortunately, most daycare centers won't allow parents to bring cloth diapers. Most laundromats do not allow you to wash your cloth diapers in their machines. And few families living in poverty actually have washing machines. To quote the White House website, by calling these companies and nonprofits to the table, we are breaking down the barriers to access and harnessing the tools of the new economy so that they can benefit all families. When you have a baby, diapers are a necessity. They are not optional. Addressing the high cost of diapers for low-income families can help to take one more burden off of those families as they strive to reach the middle class and give the next generation the great starting life that all kids deserve. You'd be happy to know that even Congress is taking on the issue of diaper need and the well-being of babies everywhere. On November 18 of last year, Representative Keith Ellison of Minnesota and Representative Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut introduced the Hygiene Assistance for Families of Infants and Toddlers Act of 2015. I don't know where they come up with these names. It could make it real simple, like the diaper bill or something. But this proposed legislation would make federal grant funds available for states to create, administer, and evaluate innovative programs that provide access to one of the most basic needs of every infant and toddler, clean diapers. Many legislatures are arguing to at least make diapers sales tax exempt. It's my understanding that this bill is still waiting on the committee consideration by the House Committee on Ways and Means, the Subcommittee on Human Resources. In other words, there's no telling when this is going to happen, but we want to encourage everyone to write their legislators in Washington, D.C., and maybe with this next election, things will change. You never know. The good news, too, is that California may soon lead the way to providing state help for poor families to buy diapers. Awaiting the governor's signature is a bill to provide $50 diaper voucher for children enrolled in state-subsidized child care. If Governor Brown signs this voucher bill, California will be the first state to put into place an assistance program to provide diapers to families. And that's, at least it's a start. You know, it may not seem a lot, but it's a great start. This was taken from one of my favorite blogs, Nerdy Mom, which offers a personal perspective to how stressful diaper need may be. And she says, "I'm lucky. Sometimes I forget just how lucky. But as I've been told more than once by Mom and Dad, I am so lucky. But I've nearly been not so lucky. I've nearly been down to my last dollar and nothing in my wallet. And since I've had babies, I've begun to wonder, what if I wasn't that lucky and things hadn't turned around for me at the last minute? What if I'd had my babies but faced a very different financial situation? And it makes me wonder, what would you do if you couldn't afford diapers? Dry the diapers and try to reuse them? Expect a lot of diaper rashes. And remember, you can't afford diapers, so how are you going to afford that fancy diaper cream that gets rid of rashes quick? That's right, you can't. Try to fashion your diapers out of old clothes or towels? Oh, that's not going to be pretty. And then what are you going to wear tomorrow? Send your kid to daycare without an adequate supply of nappies? It wouldn't fly. They'd get kicked out. And then what? So without a daycare, you'd need to quit your job so you could stay at home with your kiddo, right? And then how are you going to afford to eat? See the terrible and potentially unending cycle here? Does it shock you to know that 1 in 3 families in the United States are faced with this type of diaper need? Not having enough diapers to, at a minimum, keep a baby clean, dry, and healthy. Can you imagine being in that position? Galveston Diaper Bank has truly been a labor of love for our volunteers and for me. We've been blessed with the support of the Galveston community of churches, organizations, foundations, and many individuals who believe in our mission. And there are some of you right in this room, and I so appreciate it. With your support, we have been able to provide diapers and wipes for 27 parenting classes, the shelters at Resource and Crisis Center, the Children's Center, the pantry at Catholic Charities, the classes at Moody Early Childhood Center, the Rainbow Room at Children's Advocacy Center, and the outreach program at Moody Methodist Church. When we grow up, we want to have a paid staff and a real warehouse with a forklift for unloading truckloads of diapers. It'll take a while, but with a lot more community support like yours, we'll be able to get there. to the topic of this month, community. I think in my bio, I said, there is nothing more important than service to community. Our families, our worship organizations, I mean, it's all about community. And community to me is number one, volunteering. I love this quote that I found, whose author is unknown. Volunteering is the ultimate exercise in democracy. You vote in elections once a year, once every couple of years, but when you volunteer, you vote every day about the kind of community you want to live in. One of the better known benefits of volunteering is the impact on the community. Unpaid volunteers are often the glue that holds a community together. And volunteering allows you to connect to your community and make it a better place. Community to me is giving. A quote from one of my favorite authors, Maya Angelou. I have found that among its other benefits, giving liberates the soul of the giver. And who here doesn't feel better after giving of themselves or helping someone in their community? I mean, if nothing else, we do it because it makes us feel good. We know we're helping somebody, but nice benefit, nice side benefit. We're doing something for ourselves as well. Community to me is making a difference in the world around us. There's a famous Margaret Mead quote that I have always found inspirational. Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. I have no doubt that everyone in this room has made a difference in their community. Helping your local diaper bank, encouraging the use of reusable grocery bags, advocating and raising money for the new community pool, which is breaking ground soon, growing or patronizing a community garden, shopping local, mentoring a child, or just helping a neighbor in need. We can all make a difference in our community. Community to me is encouragement and feedback. And I talked about this a little bit with a couple of the members in here. We have this little community called Facebook. I find it a great way to keep in touch with family and friends, though I rarely engage. I leave that to my verbose husband. But I took to Facebook the other day just out of frustration with the response to my guest column in the Daily News. Oh, see. One letter to the editor suggested, if the child's parents can't afford that modest expense, how can the expense of clothing, shoes, medical care, and medicine, etc., ever be afforded? The kind, well-intentioned folks who provide the diapers would serve the children well by providing packages of condoms along with the packages of diapers. Yeah, I could just see that now. The world, much less mothers, doesn't need more children whose parents are unable to provide for their bare necessities of life. Conceiving another child when you can't support the ones that you already have is child cruelty at its basic form. With just a few glorious exceptions, it guarantees a pitiful future of poverty and all that comes with it for the unfortunate and innocent child. The blame rests on the parents. Shame on them for their selfishness. Of course, that one letter led to a spirited discussion on the online forums and further letters to the editor, taking the first writer to task. My one Facebook post garnered so much support and encouragement from friends far and wide that it really lifted my spirits. The most sage advice came from a friend who suggested strongly that I don't read the forums. I'm guilty, I do. But if I hadn't read the forums, I would have missed the kind soul who asked, "How can I help?" I have. I think a lot of what Diaper Need Awareness Week is, and my original thoughts in the guest column, were that we just need to educate the public. One thing on the forum, somebody was worried their tax dollars were going to provide these diapers. Well, they're not. We rely on community support. Somebody doesn't want to pay for somebody else's mistake. Well, children are not mistakes, and that's the bottom line. So I feel like we just need to find a little kinder environment. And sometimes the online forums is not the way to find it. But we have had, in educating, in responding to the forums, there have been several people on there that now understand what our mission is and have offered support. And they said the check is in the mail. I'll let y'all know next week if I get it. But I think that's really important. It's just educating our community around us. And lastly, community to me is diversity. Gene Roddenberry of Star Trek fame has said, if man is to survive, he will have to have learned to take delight in the essential differences between men and between cultures. He will learn that differences in ideas and attitudes are a delight, part of life's exciting variety and not something to fear. I don't think I've ever lived in a community as diverse as Galveston or as open and welcoming to others. We have so many races, ethnic backgrounds, religions and cultures to explore. We're not perfect and we have a lot of work to do, but I truly believe we're in this together. Galveston Diaper Bank is excited to be a part of a nationwide community of diaper banks, which is celebrating Diaper Need Awareness Week next week, September 26th through October 2nd. Purpose of this week is threefold: to draw public attention to the issue of diaper need, to prompt individuals, communities, and elected officials to take action, and to help support the diaper bank community in its effort to get diapers to babies who need them. I thank you all for the opportunity to speak here and to allow me to share this message. And I want to take a moment to thank all of you for your continued support of Galveston Diaper Bank. I saw our diaper barrel out there. The love that you show for your community is evident in all of your good works. And a special thanks to your members, Sandra Sullivan, for being one of our first and most steadfast volunteers. And to Mary Case, who was one of our earliest contributors when she saw an article 2.5 years ago now in the Daily News. And so no doubt I think they've helped a lot in bringing our mission to your attention. I would like to leave you with one last quote from Robert F. Kennedy that really speaks to me. It's not more bigness that should be our goal. We must attempt, rather, to bring people back to the warmth of community, to the worth of individual effort and responsibility, and of individuals working together as a community to better their lives and their children's futures. So I thank you very much.